And if it's smaller than a branch, what do you call it?
That's a stream.
A stream, okay. Sometimes around the seacoast or around a big body of water, there's some flat grassy land. What do you call that?
Well, it's just a little flat where the moss grows out there, and a lot of times you step there, his body's in what you think.
And you go straight down, don't you?
Down.
Okay. Do you ever have any, call it something like a prairie or a marshland or something like that?
Marshland. We have some hard, and this, like you say, the shell's got plenty of bottom. It's soft. It plows good or it's chopped good, and some, you know, it's a bottom. But as long as the weather's getting it works all right. But when the sun come out and get it dry, it's hard and chopping. Applying it turns up in them big cakes, you know.
Oh, okay.
Very hard.
Okay, what do you call a pair of straps that may be worn over the shoulders to hold up a pair of trousers?
That's gathers.
Okay.
Some call them spindles.
All right. What do you call unthickened gravy? If you have, like, if you fried a piece of ham and you've got some of the grease there, and all you do is add water to the grease, what do you call that?
Thinning it out, making it gravy, make enough gravy then to go around. See, that's thickened. You can add a little more water and let it thin it some, you know. So then you make chicken gravy, it's too thick and heavy.
Well, do you call this anything? Do you have a name to call it? Like, if you're going to have ham, what kind of gravy might you have to go with the ham?
Well, I just put a little water in there and smother it down, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you know, to put it over your meat, or if you got grits or rice, you know, it's mighty good. It flavors it good. It may hurt yourself eating.
But you don't call that by any special name?
No, just ham.
Okay. What do you call the liquid?
And then you have, if you have fried, you can call it fried bacon.
Oh, okay. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Yeah, oil.
Oil. Any kind of oil?
Kerosene.
Kerosene, okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body but a long snout?
Well, they just got a long pinewood ruler, we call them.
Okay. And if you had an itching soreness between your toes, what would you call that?
Ground itch.
Ground itch, okay. And have you ever seen any homemade whiskey?
Yeah.
What you call that?
Stump.
Stump, okay. And you might buy this in the store, but if it's real cheap whiskey, what would you call that?
Just some draft we had from the other. Put enough in there to set it.
Okay, have you ever?
Make it a little strong, you know, and some of them say, oh, that was sure good.
Have you ever heard it called white lightning or anything like
yeah,
that?
I've heard it. That's just the name of the whiskey.
Yeah, but you don't use that.
Because I don't drink it.
Okay.
I just hear the name called, I don't drink it, and I don't smoke, I don't chew back, I don't rub snow.
Well, you're smart. You're going to live a long time that way.
Sure
and
has.
And I don't chew any gum. It worries me when if I'm to church and anybody's sitting aside, and every time you know your jawbone going up and down, sometimes
it's distracting, isn't it?
I say, put your jawbone tired. They say, I'm home. That's every y'all eat before you left home. Not get you and chew like a cow. Say they have the meat in it, and you come here chewing, and I thought you come enjoy the meat.
Yeah.
Look like you enjoy the chewing gum. And sometimes you know they can pop it, you can hear it over across the church.
That's right.
I know I've been to church. Of course, I don't go now because of my complaint. The doctor stopped me from going. I used to walk 2 miles and get to a funeral. And I'd work hard, and if there's a funeral, I'd go.
Okay, what do you call anything that a child might want to play with?
Well, sometimes they got a little wagon, you know, a little toy wagon.
Yeah.
But we put a string to it, you know, so it'd be long enough where he could put it.
Yeah.
Now, you let one put his foot on there, he'd holler like he done killed it.
Well, if they have a favorite toy, what might you call that?
Sometimes they got a little doll, and they got the doll and a little carrot. And they'll go out running down and throw the doll out and break it, and then they'll holler, so-and-so done broke my doll.